Jay-Z. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. And boy, oh boy, did things hit the accelerator. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with
you? Listen, man, I have tried to preach patience and understanding and saying that business is business in the NFL. But when Terry McLaurin requested a trade last night, I was literally playing old maid with my children.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was a card game night, I found out when I got home from 10 hours of work. And we were playing cards, and I try not to have my phone when I'm locked in for a little bit of family time, and then all hell broke loose.
Yep.
This, multiple things can be true. And I've landed in a spot where emotionally this just sucks. I understand fans are fed up. They're upset. There's a lot of folks out there just saying, pay him. Just pay him. Get it done. I also understand the football team doesn't want to make him a top three paid receiver in the NFL. If that's where the numbers are, that's where the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And I also understand that in NFL business, this is the progression of steps. And it sucks. It sucks. It sucks. But this isn't that abnormal.
It's not abnormal at all. And like for me, I'm still where I was when you asked me the same questions 3-4 months ago. Okay? I look at this whole thing as Terry McLaurin has to exhaust every option he has to try to get the best deal he can. The Commanders have the right to exhaust every option to make sure they get a deal that they feel they're comfortable with and they're cool with. I don't like to get into the conversation of age because I've seen stuff be proven wrong one way or the other with that stuff. But we have watched in this year itself. Watt. Then we saw Myles Garrett. We've seen multiple people over the years request a trade and then sign. I don't think this thing is at a point right now where nothing can be fixed. And I'm not. And then again, let's be real. If it gets to a point where both people just seem to not be able to, somebody gives a little for the other, then hell, they probably should separate. That's where I'm at with it. I'm not going to get stressed out over it because we know how this thing works. You and I had conversations, and when I hit you last night, I told you, you were perfectly right. Okay? So when I see those things and you see how listen, people realize this is not a one-way thing. This is a damn game. They play this game of negotiating all the time. We'll see how it goes. Because I know one thing. Player don't want to end up with nothing. Agent don't want to end up with nothing. And the team also don't want to just let somebody go that they know that can still help the team out.
So in moments, in less than 10 minutes, Jordan Schultz, who broke this news, is going to join the program, tell us what he knows about the situation. Jordan Schultz was at Easter Motors, whenever that was, a couple weeks ago. And I think I said it on air. I was like, I'm going to be watching Jordan for when there's news from Terry's side of things. And sure enough, last night it came out.
Because if he was there, he was invited.
Right.
He didn't just pop up. And then when he breaks the news, if anybody has any sense, it says that agent told him what was going on. Point blank.
It that tracks. We'll find out. Obviously, he's not going to say sourcing or any of that, but I think we're getting to a point here where there's a million reactions. And after we talk to Jordan, we'll open these phone lines up. We'll have a big old discussion. If you look at Vegas sends out odds, right? Or maybe it's the offshore books, but they say, you know, most likely team for Terry McLaurin, it's overwhelmingly still to stay in Washington. And if they can't get a deal done, yes, you have this weird pup list injury caveat that we can explore. But people ask me, like, would Terry actually sit out the season? I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
He stands to make a lot of money.
And to lose a lot, too.
But if the biggest hurdle for Terry right now is his age, whether or not it should be, That appears to be the biggest hurdle, right? That he's going to turn 30 in September. We can argue, I think rightfully so, that he's an outlier and has less tread on the tires, hasn't been injured, production is maintained, all those things. But if your biggest hurdle towards the money you want and the guarantees you want is age, how's that going to look a year from now when you're about to turn 31? The clock doesn't stop.
Yeah, it keeps ticking.
So, I don't know. We got a absolute packed show. We know what's going on over at DC Council. We should get news about this RFK stuff. The Terry McLaurin trade situation, by far the biggest story in the NFL right now. A lot of people are going to play out what kind of trade could you get? How does this all work out? We got time for all of it, but quick break. When we return, Jordan Schultz will join us, tell us what he knows about the story he broke last night. Terry McLaurin requesting a trade from Washington. I don't even think they're going to grant him the permission, right? Takes two to tango on a lot of different things. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, Jordan Schultz joins us next.